Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin the Dungeon Master.
You're back.
I am. I'm back. Not from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Ryan. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited Devin's back. I'm playing Vector. I'm a tiefling. I'm an assassin. I've been falsely imprisoned in this damn prison, and I'm just looking to get out of here.
Sounds good. If you can't tell already, we're doing a one-shot tonight. Ben is dead. We will move over to Kayla.
Wow, I died.
Sorry, not Ben. Brad. Brad is dead. Sorry, Ben.
Hey, we haven't done the one-shot yet. You never know.
Spoiler.
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
Oh, I assumed that our new friend was sitting in Brad's chair.
He is, but he's introducing himself last.
All right, I'm Kayla. I am playing Skalki, the human rogue.
Beautiful.
And I am Austin, and I'm playing Tiwa, the drunken guy who got in a fight and is in the prison because of that.
Excellent.
I am Ben.
I'm going to be playing Helgron Mount. I'm an Earth Genasi barbarian. I was, you know, trying to start a rebellion, but I guess that didn't quite work out, you know?
Not enough flyers.
Not enough flyers. Too few squirrels.
You're gonna be drunk tonight.
Squeaky, squeak, squeak, squeak.
I'm Sarah, and tonight I am playing Elise Conroy. She is a human artificer, and she got captured and put into prison for making items for the rebellion, the Undigen Herd.
Excellent. So, like I said, we're doing a one-shot tonight. We also have a guest with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Nate. I will be playing Preden Loyani. I was in middle of heist when everything went wrong. I was trying to get this Fabergé egg. Now I am in jail.
Excellent.
Human fighter.
Human fighter. All right. So, this one shot is taking place just after the last Red Sands adventures, where
chaos.
Chaos. Yes, the chaos, where Ardyn and Sharu broke everyone out of prison. So we are starting off with each of you resting against the walls of your cell. You each find yourselves longing to be anywhere but here.
I wish I was anywhere but here.
The Coven of the Silver Cloud arrested each of you, and after liberating you of your equipment and weapons, you find yourselves waiting for an uncertain future. Will you be tried and found guilty of treason? Will you be fined and lose what little you have to provide for your needs and the needs of the community? Will the resistance continue without your support? As you ponder the various questions related to your life, you hear a subtle click of the lock, and the prison door swings open with only the slightest creak.
Listen, I can only take so many beatings in a day. Oh, wait. There's no one there. Well, that's odd. Okay. I just sit back, not really sure what to do. Never had a door open on its own before.
Are we all in the same cell?
Yeah, you're all in the same cell for the sake of ease.
Maybe it was a ghost or something. I'm kind of afraid of ghosts.
Yes, they're here to kill you.
Oh, well, I mean.
But if they don't, I can make it quick.
I mean, I'd prefer not to be killed by you or ghosts. And if we're being completely honest, I could probably, you know, punch your face in a fist fight. But I don't know. Anyway, should I mean, I don't know what to do in this scenario. It's honestly not my forte with, like, doors opening on themselves and
Why
stuff.
Why don't you just leave us and go find out?
Okay. Sure. I go and I walk and
Quick,
gotta push
open
the door.
Behind him.
Lock the door behind him.
I don't have the key to lock the door. Do you wanted you to lock the
Just
door
get out
behind
of here.
Me? You know, you're not very nice for,
You're giving me a headache.
I haven't even hit you yet. I could try if you want.
No, just please leave.
Elise doesn't even take any of this bullshit. She just walks out the gate.
I think the door is safe, guys.
So you walk out the door. Go ahead and make a perception check for me.
Perception? What is... never ever rolls... Come on. It's plus zero. Perfect. 13!
All right. So you hear ever so slightly the sound of footsteps walking away from you. But you see no one. And you see other cell doors have been opened and people within them starting to poke their heads out. You hear one of them look at you, or see one of them look at you and you say, they say, goodness gracious, I can speak. Do you know what's going on?
We're free! Everyone leave! Now!
Make her a persuasion check with advantage.
So we got a 17 or a... We got a 17!
Okay. So as you shout that, you hear everything just go dead silent for a moment. And then all of a sudden... just people rushing into the hallway. You know, the press of people it almost causes like a claustrophobic feeling with how many prisoners are getting out. And people just rushing towards the exits.
One way out!
Brayden, wait, hang back. Let the guards kill the others and then we'll sneak through.
Early bird get worm, second mouse get cheese.
Yes, cheese tastes much better than worms.
Yes. Where do you get the cheese from?
Why are you still here?
Well, Elise goes with the rest of the crushing crowd.
I mean, if everyone's leaving, I kind of did want to get out of here anyway. I gotta keep my resistance going and everything, be all resistant and stuff.
Slowly and quietly take up the rear, stealthily.
Okay. Sounds good. So, as you guys rush forward with the group, you hear bells starting to ring. Dung, dung, dung. And the sound of conflicts between those who are escaping and what you assume would be the guards. You hear the sound of blades whacking against flesh and the screams of people dying. In the chaos, people split off through various sets of rooms and doors, and you find yourselves sticking together following this path, and you end up in a room with six guards positioned, having just risen, weapons drawn, and they look at you, "Back to your cells!"
I didn't want to be in there. There was ghosts.
It's true. I saw the ghost. How do you think Sim got unlocked? It wasn't us.
Back to yourselves! I don't care who unlocked it. If you don't go back, you will be. We will kill you.
What's in the other direction?
They take their swords and they rush at you. Roll initiative.
Ooh. Whoa. 28.
Wow. That's a rogue for you.
19 plus 9. I took, wow. I took the alert feat.
All right. Nate, what's your initiative?
13.
Okay. Kayla.
7.
Nice.
I'm not used to this.
Austin.
19.
Ben.
20.
And Sarah.
21.
Nice. All right. Okay. So, Ryan, you are up first, and you see five of the guards have short swords drawn, and they seem not quite ready for combat. You know, their shields are down. They have their armor on, but they were definitely surprised by this situation. There's one that wields a battle axe. Or, sorry, not a battle axe, a hand axe.
Okay. What kind... Is it an action, then, if I were to try to, like, grab a sword from one of them?
It'd be a grapple.
Okay.
More than anything.
Because I've got... with Assassinate, I have advantage on attack rolls against a creature that hasn't taken a turn in combat yet.
A grapple counts as an attack roll.
Okay. So that, I'm going to try to, like, rush up to one with a sword that doesn't look to be quite alert yet and try to basically, like, you know, elbow him in the face or something or stun him and grab the sword out
sure.
of his hands. And
go ahead and make a roll.
Turn on him. Okay, what kind of roll would that be?
Just, it's your athletics added to your d20.
Okay. That's a plus 0. 17. The advantage definitely helps.
Yeah, so you, you're able to grab onto their wrists and elbow them into the in the face. And as you do, their grip loosens on the sword. And make one more check for me. Let's make it a... Let's do one more athletics.
Okay. 15.
You're able to pry that sword out of their grasp, and you are now have a short sword in hand.
Great. All right. Where are my bonus actions? I've got something right as a thief person, dude. I don't. Oh yeah.
Disengage or hide.
Disengaging doesn't really help at this point. I will just be ready to strike with the sword now.
Sounds good. Sarah, you're up next.
Oh, shoot. I don't know what to do. I've been looking, and I just...
I don't know how to be a Muppet.
Artificers are as bad as wizards, right?
Yeah.
Too many choices.
Let's see.
You could try spinning. That's a neat trick.
What else is in this room? I'm going to take a...
Yeah, so there are... So they were sitting at tables, chairs. Some of the chairs have been knocked over. You know, there's parchment, gold, and it looks like they were playing some sort of game of tiles when the bell started ringing.
Oh, this doesn't require any material components. Let's do Scorching Ray at these guys.
Okay. Sounds good. Go ahead and make your spell attack.
22.
That'll hit.
That's 7 fire damage.
Okay. I believe you get 2 other attacks.
Oh my god. How many attacks do I have?
3 with Scorching Ray.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you have 3 motes that you sling.
Oh. I see. So... 7. Additional damage?
That's... You have to roll again to hit.
Oh, shoot. Wow, okay. 23.
That'll hit. Do you want to keep the damage roll?
Yeah.
Or do you want to try again?
Well, yeah, it's probably going to be lesser if I try again. And then I want to skirt the edge of the room because...
Still have one more attack.
I still have one more attack? What the heck?
And you can target different people.
Oh, well, you know... This one's probably not going to hit. 11.
That does not hit.
Yeah. And then I'm going to skirt the edge of the room because I need materials. So if I'm looking for, like, anything iron or gold, Okay. Or, you know, things of, like, I can use to MacGyver.
Okay, sounds good. So the first two blasts of Scorching Ray come shooting from your fingertips. When it hits one of the soldiers in the chest, and then the other one blasts him in the neck, and you see his face just melt away. Ooh. And he falls down dead. And you do see gold. Quite a bit of gold all over, just coins mostly. And up next is player E, which is Ben.
Okay. I go up to the... Is the disarmed guard, like, currently just, like, still up doing anything? Or
no, he's clutching his nose with one hand and freaked out by the fact that he's lost his sword.
Okay.
He's about to get it back. Right for the face.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of like walk up to him nonchalantly. I'm gonna say, well, I'm gonna get angry right now. I'd apologize if you lose any of your limbs in the process, but it just kind of happens, you know. And I punch him.
There are makeshift weapons that you can potentially use.
I'm going to punch him. I got a 24 to hit, and it does 7 damage. And I punch him again for a 21 to hit. That does another 7 damage.
Okay, so you're doing it against the guy who lost his weapon?
Yes.
Okay, so you come up, and you just wallop him with a left, and then just as he's, like, falling over, you just hit the back of his head with your right, and he's just knocked out unconscious.
I did kind of warn him, though.
Up next is ABCD, Austin.
He looks around, looking for an improvised weapon of some sort, something he can throw.
There's chairs. You know, you could probably see, like, some forks, you know, knives that, you know, like, not a dagger, but, like, a knife. So things like that you can try and grab.
I pick up a couple knives off the table, and I chuck them at the one of the guards.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
Where'd it go?
This will be a 1d3, by the way.
Okay, that's fine. Does a 26 hit?
26 will hit.
Okay.
Cut your d6 in half and then roll it.
Yeah, cut my d6. So, do I add my strength modifier to that?
It would be your dex, because you're throwing it.
Throwing weapons are strength.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, sure, whatever.
I know. I don't get it either.
So that will be a total of...
like javelins, I guess, yeah.
9 damage, and I'm gonna use it. I wanted to use this maneuver to disarm him with the fork or knife.
9 damage from a little knife? What's your strength modifier?
My modifier is a +5, and then I get +2 to throwing weapons because that's the fighting style he chose.
Go figure. Okay. And you're trying to disarm him
with the superior die, so he has to make so the I guess I forgot to roll down for that one. So he takes an extra 4 damage, and then he has to make a strength saving throw.
He died. So you just toss this knife, you know, pick it up right off the table, chuck it, and it just slices right through his jugular. And you see him, like, clutch his neck, trying to keep the blood in as the ichor just flows all down his body. And the sword clangs to the ground, and he falls face first.
I would like to make my second attack.
Oh, okay.
I grab another knife. I roll the same thing, so I hit. I rolled a 26 total. And then I'm gonna just do 1 damage, though. Well, one plus the stuff, so 7, 8. 8 damage.
Jeez. This one takes the knife right to the gut, and he clutches it like an Iggy Montoya, and just holds out his sword. I will kill you. that is it. Those guards are dead, and it is Nate's turn.
So there is 2 guards or 3 guards left?
So 2 and dead, a half. 1 knocked out, so 3 guards total.
I look at the smallest of guard, and I say, perhaps you should return to our cell.
Make a persuasion check. An intimidation.
I say it nicely.
whichever one you want.
We'll do persuasion. Okay. I'm trying to... looking out for your best interests. That is a 24.
Okay. Let's see what they think. So the one that has the knife wound, he just drops his sword after seeing like you kind of walk up, kindly and calmly say what you said, and he backs away. The other two, the one wielding the axe and the sword, they stand shoulder to shoulder, and they say, "We will get you back to your cell. We are the Coven of the Silver Cloud."
I calmly walk up and I turn to guy who runs away and says, "Smart man," I calmly walk up and pick up sword and say, "Well, here we go."
Sounds good. So you effectively eliminated one other person.
So that was my action. That's fine. I'll action search.
Okay.
X happens to be a partial favorite of mine. I want the Dax. I'll attack him. That will be... I had a short sword?
Short sword.
I have proficient warrior. Woo. 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. I believe short sword 1d6?
1d6.
Yep. Okay.
Plus strength.
10 damage. 10? Short sword.
Straight forward.
Okay. That he is still up.
Second attack. Ooh, 10 to hit.
That misses. So he takes the first strike along the shoulder and his chest, and the second one he's able to block just barely with his battle axe or his hand axe. Sorry. Does that end your turn?
I turn to him. It makes no difference. Axe will still be mine at the end of the day.
Okay. this is fantastic. Geez, these guys aren't even going to get a turn. This is sad. It is now Kayla's turn.
Okay. So, another recap of the room. There is a table with various sharp implements on it, like silverware and, like, eating knives, yes?
Uh-huh.
And he just took the sword that was on... Yeah, short sword that was on the ground.
There are, I believe, 2 other short swords as well.
Great, I will take one of those. And I will charge at... Except those are always, have to always use strength for those. They're not finesse.
No, they're light.
They're light? They're finesse?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me double check.
Are finesse. I've got one equipped.
Okay. Yeah, they are finesse.
Nice. Okay, great. That makes me happy. And I will charge at the one in front of me. Let me roll a die because I don't actually have it equipped. I'll do that in a minute. 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. They're D6 weapons, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Eight damage.
Okay. Did you... You probably would get sneak attack on this.
They're within 5 feet of another person.
That's true. Okay. I won't say no to sneak attack.
I'm going to assume they're dead.
You're probably safe in assuming they're dead. So that's 18 damage altogether.
Yep, okay, they're dead. So you just come and just jab this right up through the rib cage, underneath the sternum, right into the heart. Gone.
I told you X would be mine.
Not the one she killed.
X will still be mine.
I want the axe.
And finally, the gentleman with the axe. He just brandishes it over his head and he just yells, "For the coven!" and slashes down at Nate. I apologize, I'm not going to remember your guys' characters' names. And he is going to roll a 20. Will a 18 hit?
Certainly.
Okay. and you're going to take 6 points of slashing damage.
Okay. I'm going to be like, spirits, protect that guy. He's kind of cool, got a funny voice. And I'm going to use my spirit shield, and he is protected from 5 of that damage.
Poor guards.
You see, like, a bunch of, like, spiritual, like, squirrels come up and kind of take the blow.
Thank you, forest creatures of the forest.
It's a family thing.
You're part squirrel?
I mean, like, maybe they, you never know with these sort of things, you know, and the spirits.
You guys are casually chatting while blocking blows. Ryan, you are up.
And there's one left?
One left. And he looks very much worse for wear.
Okay. I'll just rush right at him with my short sword and let's take a slice.
22 to hit.
That'll hit.
And sneak attack. 15 damage total.
Okay. So you just take that sword and decapitate him, and blood sprays all over Nate's character.
Gross.
It was certain.
He's used to it. We've worked together before.
So
he's familiar with my methods.
At this point, the battle is over.
I'm gonna say, like, so, I mean, this guy here, he's not quite dead, he's kind of unconscious, but,
I stab him.
No, wait, I want to show you something. You ever hear a man's, skull sever from his spinal cord before? It's a really neat sound.
Yes,
I reach down and I just go. Yeah, it's,
there's a reason you were in prison.
I love that sound in the morning.
It's true. It's like his coffee. Wakes him right up.
Elise looks slightly horrified, and she just sort of ignores the carnage happening all around her, and she goes up to the table, and she just starts swooping. No, wait. She needs to find a bag first. I need a bag.
Okay.
One of the guards would have one.
Go ahead and make an investigation.
You could artifice one out of their clothing or something, probably.
May I also look for a shield?
Of course.
Okay.
Investigation. Can I look for 2 daggers?
25.
I'm going to
you get your short swords. Just the same.
So go ahead and make your rolls. I'll start with Sarah and just make my way to the left from there. So 25. You're able to find a satchel easily enough that can carry a decent amount.
Yeah, so I just go around, and anything that I think I would need, so I'm throwing a bunch of gold pieces into the bag, I'm throwing iron into the bag, I'm throwing parchment and cards and just a whole bunch of whatever knickknacks, whatever I can find, forks, knives, okay. Whatever, just...
She's a hoarder.
Hey, hey, the fortune dice are mine. I want them.
What'd you say, Austin?
The fortune dice are mine. I want them.
I got here first.
Okay, Ben, what did you get?
I rolled a 19. I'm kind of looking for, like, any sort of hammer weapon, if there's something like that lying around.
Okay.
Even if it's just like a light hammer or something, I'm just...
Yeah, I would say you're able to find the equivalent of a light hammer. It's not anything that you would have preferred to have, but it's better than most.
I tested that on one of the skulls of one of the dead characters, and I'm just like, yeah, this'll do nicely.
All right, and Austin?
16, and I'm looking for stuff that I can throw. Daggers, rocks... Cutlery, whatever.
Okay. So there are, altogether there's 6 daggers among the guards. Be mindful of your fellow players. but you find 6 daggers altogether, and then various cutlery that you could potentially throw as improvised weapons.
Okay.
And Kayla?
I got a 14. I want to find... swords and daggers.
Okay. So those swords that haven't been taken, I believe... Ben, you grabbed a sword, right?
No.
No? So just you two?
Yep. I'm willing to give sword for axe, of course.
Well, I assume you have the axe.
Yes.
So yeah, you're able to pick up a sword or two if you want.
Yes.
Okay.
And I have 2 of the daggers.
Yes, you can have 2 of the daggers.
Nice. Just wondering, is there anything pertinent and interesting written on the parchment on the table, or were they just keeping score for their game?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
I want to get all of the main things you guys want first. So, Nate.
Okay.
So have the X perfect shield would be fantastic. Almost more importantly than shield, looking for a hard-boiled egg.
Okay. What was your investigation?
Oh, dirty 20.
Dirty 20, okay. So you find a shield, you find an axe, and you see some various foodstuffs on the table, now covered in blood, but you do find a hard-boiled egg.
Fantastic.
It's got a bite taken out of it.
I hope if it's intact, I take a show to Vector. Look, it is like the egg that we tried to heist. And I tuck it away for safekeeping.
Maybe we can pass it off.
I start, take little marker and start drawing Fabergé pattern on egg.
With the blood that's there, just like...
All right, and Ryan.
Are they wearing armor at all?
They do have essentially like leather armor.
Okay, just finding a set that would fit off of one of them, and I'll...
What was your check?
Oh, it was 16.
16? Yeah, you'd find one. It's a little worse for wear after being gutted and stuff.
The bloodier, the better.
Great.
Sure. And just a dagger that I can use.
You'll have to check with Mr. Crazy over there. But yes, there were daggers.
One of those is mine.
I hand you a cutting knife.
I try to slice my hand just to see how sharp it is.
It's pretty dull.
Do better.
Sorry. Daggers are all... that's all I got. I couldn't find anything else.
Insight check.
Did we take all the swords already?
There would be one more sword.
If there's one more sword, I'll just grab that. Use that as my...
Okay.
Here, I got 2 short swords and 2 daggers. I can give you one of each.
I only need just one. I've got a sword already, so I just need a dagger.
Okay.
Now, because you all rolled not on my list so well, these are the other things you find. So for the sake of not having to do identify, just since most of you are not magic users and whatnot. You found 3 potions of healing, 1 potion of climbing, and a spell scroll of silent image. You also find on the captain, who had the axe, a hand crossbow with a handful of bolts.
Oh, a what?
Hand crossbow.
That's mine.
Sure. Now, the question is, which one of us will need the healing potions? I'm looking at the two fighters, kind of mockingly.
As long as I get some of that armor, I'll be good.
Yeah, you find some leather armor easily enough. Anyone that wants some leather armor, you can get some.
13 AC for leather armor?
I think it's 11.
11?
Okay. It's 11 or 12.
It's, sorry, I'm looking it up right now. Once I add it.
I thought it was 20.
It's 11.
Yeah, it's 11 plus dex.
Okay.
Kind of shit armor.
Gives you one more than no armor at all.
Oh, yeah, so I might be better off with no armor at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there would be six shields in here, so anyone who wants a shield can get a shield
cool.
as well.
That'll do nicely.
Carrying a shield gives you one less blade to cut with.
Yeah. I'm not really cutting, you know, I've got Jeffrey here and he'll do good enough.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Jeffrey?
you hear it in your mind. Yes. Yes. It's just your psychosis, of course.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just the voices in my mind.
So with that, we're going to end this session here and pick up with what happens in the one shot next time. Thanks for listening.